Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with The 7 every weekday. So follow The 7 right now.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
No! Rob Parker, he's got a hoarse voice. He tried to fight through it. He wanted to fight through it. But his voice sounds terrible. Let's just keep it real.
I feel sick.
You know what we do on the Odd Couple. He's feeling great, so that's good news. But he said his voice is, I talked to him, his voice is gone. So that's unfortunate. But the good news is that stepping into the arena to replace Rob Parker is none other than our own Rob G. What's up, man? You all right?
What's up, Chris? I know you thought you could avoid me by getting all these tomato cans the last 7 days, but it wasn't happening.
Your false bravado cannot hide your anxiety. I can see you now. This is a different level for Rob G, everybody. He's done this show with me a few times. I think he did it with me 2 or 3 times a few months ago. Maybe it was even longer than that. You needed several months, half a year, 3/4 of a year, however long it's been, to recoup, recover, heal up. And now you're back, so that's good. But this is taking it to another level, Rob G, in that you are on the broadcast. You're on Zoom. I see you. And these clips will be on YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, all of that. And so I know you're nervous, but look, your big brother's here. I'm gonna take care of you, man. You know, I'm not gonna let you get hurt. I'm gonna rough you up a little bit as big brothers do. I am a big brother, literally, and I roughed my little brother up, but it toughened him up. It made him better, and I think he'd tell you that today. I think. And so that's all we gonna do today, man.
Look, man, my only regret is because I was told what an hour before the show that I gotta fill in. When Elijah sent me the text, like, hey, you down to jump on the Zoom? I said, sure. I just wish I didn't wear this yellow shirt now. I wish that I had done some, you know, a little bit different. And everyone
what would
on YouTube,
you have done?
It looks like
a yellow, what is it, like an Izod
polo? No, it's
polo?
A Ralph Lauren yellow polo.
Okay.
You know, I would have done something, literally anything other than a yellow polo, I think, for my debut on YouTube.
I think it's appropriate, though. Okay. You're scared.
All right.
So you wore yellow.
Right.
I actually like it. When you told me over the phone that you had the yellow shirt on, I thought it was going to be bright yellow. Like, you know, and it doesn't look bad.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
It really doesn't. I mean, look, Husky cats look good in polos.
I'm going to leave that alone.
All right. We are ready. We're going to have a great 3 hours. So keep it locked right here on the iHeartRadio app, SiriusXM Channel 83, or Fox Sports Radio, however you may be listening. We got Plaxico Burress joining us at the bottom of the hour. That's always fun. So keep it locked. The iCouple crew, DJ Alex Tyshirt in the house, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan. Brandon on the producing. He's running things in the absence of Rob G. And on the updates, our man for the second straight day, David Gascon the second. All right, Rob G, big NBA. Let me rephrase that. There was an NBA trade today. The Atlanta Hawks get DeJounte Murray. Now, for those, a lot of people might not be aware of DeJounte. I mean, they may have heard of him. But DeJounte Murray, Rob, is nice. He made the All-Star team last year. Darn near averaged a triple-double for the San Antonio Spurs. He's just 25 years old. He does turn 26 in September, but still relatively young. He's won a steals title, and he did it last year. Here's his numbers from last year, Rob. 21 points, 9 assists, 8 rebounds, 2 steals a game, and he shot 46% from the floor. Not bad. Only 33% from 3. So he's not a 3-point shooter. But the dude is athletic. He's rangy. He can guard. I think he'll be nice. He's 6'4". He'll be a nice guy you could play next to Trae Young because Trae shoots it so well as the point guard that you can get away with a guy at the 2 who can't shoot as well. Driving lanes should be open with Trae's range. So I like this move for the Hawks. They gave up 3 first-round picks, and only one of them, Rob, is lottery protected, which is, you know, that's big. And Danilo Gallinari, who I like Danilo. He can play. But as by himself, he's not leading the Spurs to many victories. So that's the deal. And for those that might not be able to kind of read between the lines of what's going on here, the San Antonio Spurs are playing the long game. The San Antonio Spurs, they're a bad team right now. All right, Greg Popovich is an all-time great coach, but even he can't deliver many victories for this team. All right, last year, they did make the play-in. They finished 10th, but didn't advance any further. And rather than just stay in no man's land of mediocrity, Rob G, they are playing the long game and saying, look, we're going to get picks. Could be some really good picks, too. And we're giving up our best player because we don't really want to be that good next year. Because there is a guy. How tall is he? 7'2" or 7'2"?
7'2".
7'2", Victor Wembanyama. I know I probably said it
way
wrong.
Off. Victor Wembanyama.
And if you haven't seen him, he's a French. He's black, but he's French, like Tony Parker. He's 7'2", as Rob G said. He's long and rangy, and he's got skills similar to Chet Holmgren. So he's got handle. He can shoot the 3. He can shoot the mid-range. You know, I'm not saying he's Steph Curry from there, but he can shoot it. He can do things inside in the paint. He can block shots. So he is a guy that could be a building block. And Rob G, what I think the Spurs are doing is what they did to get their last dynasty. Remember, David Robinson was injured. He had made them a very good team, but couldn't get them over the hump to the finals and the championship. And he was injured, but it got to a point where it was like, he could come back. You know what, midway through the season, two-thirds of the way through the season, he's ready to play. They kept him out. They end up getting the top pick, which turned into Tim Duncan, and the rest is history. And I see history repeating itself, Rob G. What do you think?
Absolutely. I mean, again, if you're not familiar with Big Vic, go on YouTube and watch what he did to Chet Holmgren and the Team USA team in international under-19 play. Like, he was a man amongst boys going against...
And that's our best 18-year-old.
Against the best group that we could throw out there. Multiple scouts are saying he's probably the most sure thing at number one since Anthony Davis or even LeBron James. And now, that's what you're talking about with Big Vic. Now, if you're the San Antonio Spurs, to say that the last 5 years have been disappointing would probably be an understatement. 47
coming off
wins.
What they were, yeah.
48 wins in the last three has been brutal. 32, 33, 34. They tried to miss the play-in last year, but my Lakers were so bad that they snuck in anyway. What? But you know what? As much as I like to pile on the Spurs because I don't really like Greg Popovich.
You don't?
No, I do not.
Wow.
Number one, because they're the Lakers' biggest rivalry, you know, since I've been a fan, basically. Number two, yes, because we should have had Kawhi Leonard in a trade, was like 4 years ago, but he was just hell-bent on not accepting anything the Lakers could offer. So they sent him to Toronto instead for DeMar DeRozan.
Yes.
Could have got Brandon Ingram. He said no. But in this case, I think they're doing the right thing.
Well, let's find out. Because on the other hand, yeah, you got the New York Knicks. They're bad, too. In fact, they finished 11th in the East. Now, they did have a better record than the Spurs, but they're basically two bad to mediocre teams. And the Knicks are doing all they can to sign Jalen Brunson, who's a good player. Rob G, he ain't changing your fortunes.
No way.
Next year, once they sign Rick Brunson or Jalen, I say Rick, his dad. I covered his dad when he played for the Knicks.
They already got Rick Brunson.
Right, as an assistant coach. Just hired him, by the way. But once they get Jalen Brunson in the fold for the 4 years, $110 million thereabouts, guess what? They're still going to be in that 7-11 range in the Eastern Conference. Now, here's the thing. It doesn't hurt their ability to go out and sign a max player next year when more players, better players are available. So that's fine. And in a vacuum, you say, you know what? Yeah, we're not expecting Jalen to be, you know, the best player on a championship team. But Jalen Brunson, RJ Barrett, who had quietly had a really nice year last year and keeps improving, Julius Randle, and then next summer, the ability to at least go after that number one guy, you know, we like what we're doing, and that's fine. But what if they don't get that number one guy, Rob G, next year? And they probably won't, because they never do.
Right.
Then, rather than not going for Rick Brunson,
Jalen Brunson,
and just make, Jalen Brunson, and filling out your roster with one-year deals so you maintain your cap space and actually would have even more next summer, and then being bad and doing what the Spurs are doing and seeing if you can win the lottery and get Big Vic, as Rob G called him, they are going all in for mediocrity. So in a vacuum, it's okay, but when you look at the big picture, you say, you know what? In my opinion, Rob, the Spurs are doing the right thing. What do you think?
I think you're 1,000% correct. In today's NBA, especially, the way the lottery is set up, where it's very advantageous for you to be bad, and not just a little bit bad, but like all the way
right. We
suck bad.
Right.
It makes zero sense if you're the New York Knicks to push all your chips in and move heaven and earth and all these picks and all these contracts for Jalen Brunson like he's 2010 LeBron James.
Thank you.
You know, and Jalen Brunson's a nice player. Like, right. I don't want to be disrespectful to Jalen Brunson. He's a fine NBA point guard, definitely in the upper half of starting point guards once he gets to New York.
But that's it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's 6th or 15. I don't want to insult him because he is nice. But I don't know if – I think definitely might be a little too strong.
Okay.
He's right. He might be. He's right around – he's somewhere in between – 13 and 16, 17.
That sounds about right.
Right. That so maybe right. in the first, but right around there.
Yeah.
Right around.
And so the point being is in today's NBA, and I don't know if this is just me talking as a Laker fan because I'm used to either we won the championship or we didn't. There's no in between for Laker fans. But if you're the New York Knicks, I guess maybe because you've been bad for so long, the season that you've had. What in the last 20 years was a second round appearance with Carmelo Anthony. So maybe it does make sense as to why you'd want to push your chips all in with the hopes of becoming, you know, at best an Eastern Conference Finals team if everything breaks right and you maybe get a few key injuries here and there. But for my money, I would.
But they're not even that this year.
No,
you mean
not,
next year.
Yeah, next year.
Not next year.
But even for my money, I would much rather do what the Spurs are doing. Maybe OKC's doing a little too much, but get a bite at the apple to get you a legitimate superstar transcendent player, which Jalen Brunson is not. Because we all know if you're going to win a championship, save for the 2004 Detroit Pistons, you need a superstar to do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well said, Rob G. But let's throw it out to the listeners. Maybe they feel differently. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Which rebuilding model makes the most sense? What the Knicks are doing? Signing up for mediocrity? Or what the Spurs are doing? Bottoming out! You're turned away in with the Odd Couple. Chris Broussard and Rob G. In for Rob P. It's the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
I had a glizzy in my mouth.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There's a lot happening these days. But I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
All right, it is the iCouple. I'm Chris. He's Rob G, not Rob P. And we are the iCouple. And if you're dealing with a dead battery, you know where to go. AutoZone is America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, head on over to the zone. AutoZone is your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. Rob G, let's get to these calls. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Who's got the better rebuilding plan? The bottoming out Spurs or the soon-to-be mediocre Knicks?
All right, let's get right to it. Carl is in Mobile, Alabama. Carl, you're on the iCouple, Fox Sports Radio. What you got, Carl?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. I have to say this is kind of a tough one for me because I don't really like either one of the models. I'm a longtime Spurs fan. I go back to James Silas, Artis Gilmore, and Iceman.
Oh, yeah.
I followed them since I was a kid growing up in San Antonio, and I don't think they're rebuilding. I think that basically what they're running is a basketball academy because they've already won five championships. They've built their brand as the winningest team in sports. So right now, and they tried the free agency thing with who's the center from Portland? What's his name? It escapes me. That
LaMarcus Aldridge.
LaMarcus. Yep.
They swung for the fences a few times with free agents, big dollar free agents. That didn't work. So now I think they're just running a basketball academy.
And so when you say that, what expound on that basketball academy? I mean, they're not trying to win at like in the future. What are you thinking?
I think that what they're basically doing, and I swatch what they do. They get good players. And basically he wants to train these guys to be long-term NBA players, and he teaches everybody how to run an offense and how to run a team on the floor. And as soon as they do it well enough to build enough market value and they get, you know, credit, in other words, the player gets good enough to get interest from other teams, then they let them go and get picks and keep going. So it's not a situation where they're like, hey, we're building to try to win a championship.
But why do you, just keep it real, because that's a serious accusation. And I don't think it makes sense. You're in the business to win, especially a team that's already won five championships. They got used to winning. Why would they do that? I mean, that helps other teams. That doesn't make sense. Why do you think they haven't even been bad long enough to me for you to say that?
I'm gonna tell you why. And I watch them closely. The game has changed. Popovich hates the way the game is run now. He hates the 3-point shot. And I've watched them. They're good. They're a good young team. But all it takes is a team to get hot at the end of the game.
Right.
And hit 4 or 5 3-pointers to beat them, and they lose. I've watched the Spurs lose by 3 or 4 points 100 times, and it kills you when a team plays defense and does everything right, and this team that basically has done nothing all game long gets hot from the 3-point arc and hits 5 or 6 threes and wins the game. So Popovich hates the game the way it is now. He hates 3-pointers, so he's like, hey, you know, I think, right. And I'm not saying.
It's an interesting theory. That's an interesting theory. Rob G, what do you think about
that? Yeah, you know what? I thought it was crazy at first when he said it, until you realize that the Spurs just traded away a 25-year-old all-star defensive menace point guard with 2 years left on his deal at only $16.5 and $17.5 million in a league where Russell Westbrook gets 47, and according to reports, Damian Lillard is about to get a 2-year extension worth over $100 million.
So now you're not buying the notion that they just trying to bottom out. So
no, I think they are trying to bottom out, but I think that his point.
Believe me, they're not going to be preparing Big Vic for another team.
Right. But I mean, like the idea that maybe they haven't really been trying to win the last few years because. For the Spurs,
they haven't been good enough.
But they've won 33 games this season.
First they had Kawhi and Aldridge.
Right.
Then they had DeMar, and Aldridge. And I know that's not wasn't a championship caliber team, but they were thinking they could be good. DeMar's been better. He was better in Toronto than he was in San Antonio.
Right.
Even though, you know, he played well for the Spurs, but he's been better in Chicago than he was in San Antonio. So I hear you. I mean, the way he laid it out, he's right about Popovich not really liking the three-point shot and the overemphasis that has in the game today. But I just don't think we've seen – there's been enough time to right. say – and make an accusation.
You know what's crazy
like
is the last time they won a championship, they embraced the three ball more so than any team had up until that point when they beat LeBron's Heat. Let's sneak in one more. We got Robert in St. Louis. Robert, you're on the iCouple, Fox Sports Radio. What you got, man?
Hey, I love your show. I love your show. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah.
What you got, man?
Hello?
He's
good.
You
all right? You ready?
When you're taking 17 minutes
quickly,
to get
brother.
In, we got too many people on hold.
Right.
Ann is in Maryland. Ann, you're on the iCouple, Fox Sports Radio. What you got, Ann?
Hi, how are you guys?
Good.
Doing
how you
good.
Doing?
How you doing?
So I think it's insane to follow that tank for everything, because where has that gotten the 76ers? They still have a tell me.
They got Joel Embiid, and they have been some. Now, granted, they haven't won a championship. They haven't even been to the conference finals. But you're relevant, and you are a contender. That's a good place to be, even if you don't win it.
But you know what? We can use that argument, and I'm a Knicks fan, so let me start out with that. But the Knicks have been relevant forever, and they're awful.
When? The Knicks haven't been relevant since Allen Houston and Latrell. They had the 1 year with Melo.
When we speak of relevance, though, you just said we're not really talking about winning. We're just talking about having your name out there, having people talking about you.
You guys aren't relevant nationally. You're not. New Yorkers think they are. They're not. That's why free agents don't flock to New York. Look, I've said it before. I was shocked when I moved to New York and started working for the New York Times at how much fans in New York and media thought everybody wanted to play for the Knicks. So if we have money, they're coming. Everything being equal, we got money to offer them. Grant Hill, Penny Hardaway, Chris Ware, all the greats want to play for New York. No! You're not the Yankees. You're not the Cowboys. You're not the Lakers. What you want, Rob, to me, and yes, you want to win championships, of course. Especially the Lakers, the team you root for. But Rob G., I think what you really want as an NBA franchise is you want that 5 to 7 year run where you are a contender, where every year you start the season with your fans, your players, your organization believing, man, we this is our year. We can win the championship. And if you don't, it's disappointing, but it's still, you look back and it's a great run. Phoenix Suns did not get to the finals with Steve Nash, Amari Stoudemire, and Sean Marion. But guess what? It was a great run. The Sacramento Kings didn't get there with Chris Webber, Peja Stojakovic, so on and so forth. It was a great run. And the Knicks didn't win it with Patrick Ewing. But they would die for Patrick Ewing in that run now.
Absolutely.
So that's in the moment, you're like, man, we got to get over the hump. It's disappointing every year when you fall short. But that's a great run. The fans are excited. The city's excited. You're a national story. The Knicks aren't close to that now. And they're not that every year. They haven't really been. I mean, I guess you could say the year Melo got them to the second round, right? And he was in the MVP race.
Right.
But, I mean, that was 1 year. So,
I know we got training, but I got a question for you. Maybe you answer on the other side.
Yep.
Would you rather be the New York Knicks, who own the city of New York, the biggest media market in the country, and are irrelevant nationally, or these Brooklyn Nets, who get all the headlines on the national level, and no one in New York cares about them?
You know what? That's a topic. Let's talk about that at the 45 after Shekel City. I like that.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel... It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
All right, Rob G, looks like we will not get Plaxico Burress. So I can address the question you had, which was, that's a good one. Would I rather be the Knicks who dominate New York, but nationally are irrelevant, or the Nets who, Rob G, real talk, they're darn near irrelevant in New York.
That's what I've heard, yep.
And in the nationally, obviously, they're a huge story. And when I say irrelevant, look, obviously they've got two of the best players in the league, and I think two future Hall of Famers. I don't know. Do you think Kyrie's a Hall of Famer? I think he's first ballot.
Well, yeah, I think everybody gets in the Basketball Hall of Fame, so absolutely.
Well, but he's that great of a player, too, individually.
I yeah, know his talent, for sure, but I don't know if his accolades is what I would say definitely is a Hall of Fame player.
Well, he's hit arguably the biggest shot in NBA history.
Okay.
He's got the numbers to go with it every year. He's got, obviously, several, I don't know how many at this point, all-star berths. So yeah, I mean, you compare him to some guys in the All-Star, even big names in the All-Star or in the Hall of Fame, and he's got enough. But anyway, for a team that has Kevin Durant, arguably, I don't think so, but arguably the best player in the league, and Kyrie Irving, arguably the most exciting player in the league and one of the best point guards in the league, they are irrelevant in New York, Rob. Like, they couldn't be any more irrelevant for a team touting that type of talent.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? In your own city. But to answer your question, I'd rather be the Nets.
Oh, my God.
Because,
goodness.
One, it's about, well, are you saying, like, with this roster? Because they have actually have a chance. They got a lot of baggage and a lot of off-the-court issues and mental issues going on. But they actually, on paper, have a chance to win the championship.
Sure. But that's,
and nationally, they are a big story. And so the Knicks don't have a chance to win the championship and aren't a big story nationally. So I would go with the Nets. You would go with the Knicks?
Absolutely. Because I number one, I think it
now long term, yeah. Is that what you're saying?
No, like, just in general. Oh. Not just for, I mean, you could even say for this season.
Well, in general, it's kind of like long term. So over the I mean, I'd rather be the Knicks franchise than the Nets. But right now, I mean, you asked me with the Nets being, you know, irrelevant in New York, but great and having a shot to win a championship, would you rather be them or the, because if you ask me any other way, would you rather be the Knicks or the Nets? Of course you'd rather be the Knicks. But okay. One team is really good, one team is mediocre to bad. I'd rather be the Nets.
Okay, well, I think that assuming that you're sticking with what you have where the Nets have a chance to win, the Knicks don't. Let's say even hypothetically they did win a championship. There's something to be said about having the pulse of the city behind you when you're on that run.
What about the pulse of, or at least, what about national fans? You're right. But what about national fans?
National fans don't matter.
It might not. They might not matter in the arena as you're playing in the playoffs, but I think they matter in the grand scheme.
I mean, if I'm playing for the team, I don't care that if I'm playing in Brooklyn, there's a guy out in Dallas, Texas, who really loves watching me play. I don't
care. But hold on. If the Nets get to the Eastern Conference Finals and then the finals, is the Barclays Center going to be jam-packed?
Maybe.
No, not maybe. It will.
Is it going to look like the Heat Arena when they were making their run, where the whole
To me, they're one of the worst fan bases.
They don't get
in
anybody. And you see the lower bowl during the Eastern Conference Finals, and there's white T-shirts everywhere because they can't fill the seats.
And I don't think it would. I think it'd be better than that. And I think Jay-Z will be there. I think Spike Lee will be there.
Jay-Z will be at every event.
But he's a celebrity.
He shows up to the Warriors game. He's like, what's up?
Whatever.
You know I've been a Steph Curry fan for a long time.
That makes the game more exciting.
Uh-huh.
So look, the Barclays will be packed. Yeah, some of those fans will be Knicks fans. But hey, the Knicks will be done and looking forward to the lottery. And the Nets will be playing and the arena will be jammed. You'll have celebrities in the first few rows. It won't have the feel of Portland or Utah or Sacramento. And yeah, I'm mentioning these teams. Dallas, Cleveland, when LeBron was there, these raucous arenas, Milwaukee with Jan. Like, some of these places are terrific when their team is great. It won't have that. I'll give you that. But Miami, to your point, didn't have it either. I mean, they were full and people were cheering to a degree, but it still will be jam-packed. And to your point, Rob G, when Jason Kidd led them to the finals years ago, they had a couple playoff games that weren't even sold out.
Jeez.
But, and I used to say this, when they would come to New York, because I was covering the Knicks at the time, and they would come to New York and play the Knicks in Madison Square Garden, they would take the Garden over. Jason Kidd's throwing half-court alley-oops, no lie. Jason Kidd's throwing passes over the back of his head, no look. Kenyon Martin and Richard Jefferson are flying through the air, dunking Kerry Kittles. And they took the Garden over. And I used to say, man, if this team was the Knicks, they would own the city. It would have been bigger than the Ewing era because those Nets teams with Jason Kidd were exciting.
Right.
And so,
well, Chris, they had what, 2 weeks of Linsanity? And it, not only was it biggest story in the city, it was the biggest story probably across the country and maybe even across, you know, the pond, because you had an international flavor to it.
Right. Now, look, there's no doubt. And to be honest, That's why you can look. Look, Kyrie grew up a Nets fan, so I do get it, right? This is his team. He grew up rooting for, so I get him wanting to go there. Durant's not a leader, even by his own admission. But this is where Durant maybe needs to step up and be like, look, man, let's go to New York. Or talk to somebody else and say, go to New York with me. Because that, to your point, if you do it in New York, Rob G, I will say this. Everything is magnified. If you're bad there, it's going to be worse. If you're great there, though, it's going to be better. Look at Eli Manning, right? Probably be a Hall of Famer.
Eli Manning.
Right.
Act like you know.
And so when you win in New York, man, it's almost like you could, two championships is four.
Michael Strahan.
One championship is
a daytime television host.
Right.
As a defensive end.
Yep. And so they may have made that mistake by not going to New York, because had they won there, it would have been humongous. All right. We got Shekel City next. You know what to do. Keep it like a couple. Chris and Rob G. Not Rob P. Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it is The Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He is Rob G. And we're brought to you by Discover Card. So if you're a value customer, they give you simple gestures of appreciation every now and again. And that's why they match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. You can learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations do apply. It's time, folks. Even though he's not here, even though he's playing hooky with his bad voice, so to speak, Rob Parker's going to do Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City. The home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
That's right. It is Shekel City. Not yet sponsored by Caesars Sportsbook, Chris Broussard, but it's coming. That's what Rob Parker wants you to believe.
But I've heard that for the last 9 months.
He went 3-0 last night. He texted me. He said, Rob, we got to get the picks for tonight. We got to do it. So he, as the Dodgers... Money line as his best bet on the road against the Rockies.
Amen.
Reds at the Cubs. He likes the under. 7.5 total runs in that one. And last but not least.
So bet the over.
Marlins at the Cardinals. Again, under 7.5.
So bet the over.
We're not telling you who to bet. We're just telling you who Rob Parker bet on.
He was 3-0 last night, huh?
He was 3-0 last
night. Good for him.
And he was partying all night and he lost his voice.
I was going to say, he was probably out celebrating. So, all right, Rob G. Marcus Smart. Is talking. Nice year. Defensive player of the year. He got my vote. I'm an official voter. He was my pick for defensive player of the year. And helped the Celtics on a great run. But here's the thing. The Boston Celtics, Rob, and I know, look, they've had one championship since Larry Bird left the building. So they have not been the Lakers. That's for darn sure. But still, they have 17, right?
Yep.
Same as L.A., and so they don't celebrate getting to the finals, but apparently Marcus Smart does. You got a quote from him?
Yeah, he spoke to the Boston Herald, and they were talking about this offseason and things they might need to do to improve their roster and get over the hump. Here's what he said. I think I proved a little bit of everything. I heard the talk about I'm not a true point guard and this and that, and they need a star point guard. We've had star point guards and all these point guards, and yet – this so-called non-point guard is the only one that's led him to the NBA Finals.
Well, led's a little strong.
All right.
I would say Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown led them. But, hey, Marcus Smart, Robert Williams III, Grant Williams, Derek White, all these guys and more were important, right? They played key roles with that team. So I get Smart being a little defensive because, Rob, I've said it. They're better without Kyrie. I don't think they don't need a star point guard.
No.
What they need is a playmaker, a natural-born playmaker, a guy who, you know, sees guys when no one else does, a guy with court vision, a guy with great passing ability, a guy who can get guys in the right spots and get them the ball in the right spots. That's what they need. And that's not Marcus Smart. He's a great defender. He's has a great attitude, hustle. He's a leader. You know, he's got all the intangibles, I think. And he's got some good, solid basketball skills, but he's not like a, you know, what you call a natural point guard.
No. What they need is a floor general, someone who's going to prevent Jason Tatum from having the most turnovers in a playoff run in NBA history. That's what they need.
Absolutely. 2 hours left. Chris Broussard and Rob G.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at CedarPoint.com.